We've reached that chillier time of year when your tomatoes have stopped ripening on the vine. Lester Graham and Tammy Coxon, the team behind all things potent and potable, have this recipe to put those green tomatoes to use in a drink, no less. Here's the latest edition of Cheers.
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 Okay, well, I brought a lime to the party, Tammy, but you've got all this green stuff everywhere. It looks like you've been to the garden.
I have exactly been to the garden, and that is where this drink is coming from and where it's named after. It is a garden gnome.
A garden gnome. By the way, that's Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings, and I'm Lester Graham. I've never seen so many vegetables or herbs or things like that put into a drink before as you're cutting this up. A green tomato?
Yes.
And a drink?
Yes. So this is a great drink for that end of summer when you have those tomatoes and you're just not sure if they're going to ever get ripe. So you start thinking of all the things you can do with them while they're green, and this cocktail is one of them.
When you talk about a lime and basil leaves, you can just smell the basil from here, and the tomato you're smashing up, it just does not sound like something that's going to be very good. And at the same time, you're using a liquor that doesn't really bring anything to the table, and you don't use it very often, and that's vodka.
It is vodka. So I just did this drink this past weekend for my vodka cocktails online class, and it was pretty popular. People really liked it. So I think it's going to be really nice and refreshing. Not all drinks have to be challenging. I think that this is going to just feel like that nice time in the garden, or maybe what you want when you come in from the garden.
Okay, that sounds fair enough. So it's the garden gnome. How do you make this? What's the vodka, first of all?
I use the Detroit Steam Vodka from Rusted Crow Distillery in Dearborn.
We've had other things from them, but not their vodka before, as I recall.
We might have used it before. It's a good vodka. I mean, vodka is vodka.
Right.
But it's a good one. Long before you get to the vodka, you have to do some work with this. You have to take that green tomato and chop it up into smaller pieces. You need about a third of a cup of green tomato. And so I'm adding that to my shaker. I'm going to muddle that with some salt. That's going to bring out the nice tomatoiness. You'll see that in a lot of recipes that have vegetables in them, right, to kind of bring out that character. Muddle that up really well because I want to get all that, as much juice as I can out of the green tomato, and that takes some work. Then I'm going to add 5 leaves of basil, because if I start muddling the basil when I'm muddling the tomato, it will get bitter.
Yeah.
So add it afterwards, and I can just muddle that a few times. And now 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, 1.5 ounces of our vodka, and shake it up with some ice. It has a lot of pulp in it because of all that tomato, so I double strain this into a coupe glass.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can imagine it'd be a little more than just pulpy, but maybe some tomato seeds and everything else in there.
Right. So this is going to give it a more refined texture because I strained it through a fine mesh tea strainer.
Well, it's almost a neon green. It's really pretty. And that basil leaf on top really makes the presentation nice.
And be sure to smack that basil leaf between your hands before you rest it on top of the drink. That brings out a ton of aroma. And so, you know, the minute you bring this to your nose, all you're going to smell is basil.
Can I taste it now?
Please. Okay. I'm going to taste it with you.
Okay. You didn't put much simple syrup in there.
No, just 1/2 ounce.
And yet it is sweet, but it's also got this big basil taste at the beginning. It just fills your mouth. It's really tasty.
It's,
I love basil.
Really good. I love this too. I hadn't tasted it before just now.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was great watching the look on your face because I know you were skeptical and I saw you go, oh.
Exactly. Well, I would not have been able to tell you that there was any kind of tomato in there at all. It brings something there. It's herby, gardeny, but I would not have guessed green tomato.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of grip in the,
yeah,
which is the acidity. So some from the lime, and then the tomato itself, right, is going to be acid. But I also think because it's underripe, it's almost got a little edge of bitterness or astringency to it that helps balance the whole drink out.
Yeah. And no, lime just compliments because pulls everything together. Now I'm just the second sip. I get more lime than I do the basil or the other flavor in there. I think you're onto something here, and your distant participants in your online class like this one too, huh?
Yeah, this is pretty popular.
Oh, great. So that's the garden gnome, And did you make up this recipe? Or?
No, this is from the One Bottle Cocktail Book, which is one of my favorites and a great one for people mixing drinks at home because every recipe in the book uses just a single base spirit. So you don't need to have those weird expensive liqueurs, vermouth that might go bad, any of those things. It's just a bottle and then ingredients that you either make or buy that are in your kitchen.
Well, it's delicious. I like it. It's surprising. And you're right. It's a summer drink, but it's an end of summer drink. Cheers.
Cheers.